Shall we bow and pray?
荣耀复活的主，我们来到你的面前，何等的欢喜快乐。
Glorious God and the resurrected God, we come to you with joy.
因为知道你复活了。
Because we know that you have been resurrected.
死亡的毒钩不能辖制你。
The sting of death cannot control you.
幽暗的权势不能限制你。
Darkness cannot refine you.
你展现出你复活的大能，就是我们将来的盼望。
And you exhibited the great power of revival, which is our hope.
所以感谢主，你让我们今天能够有生命气息，在这里庆祝主你复活的日子。
Oh Lord, thank you that you give us the breath that we can live here and celebrate this Easter.
求主你扬起我们的心。
Oh Lord, raise up.Our heart,
开启我们的灵
open our soul,
让我们的眼目因着你的复活而注视在你的眼身上
open our eyes so we can focus on you,
更求你来掌管我们的心
we also ask you to have sovereignty in our heart,
求你让我们看见你的复活就真正明白那复活的意义
enable us to seeThis resurrection and know the true understanding.
求主你与我们同在。
Be with us, Lord.
听我们的祷告，奉主复活得胜的名求。
And hear our prayer in the name of the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ. We pray.
Amen. 弟兄姐妹，平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
很久不见，我们一家都很想念各位。
It's been almost a month, and our whole family are missing you guys.
感谢神带领我们一家平安的来回。
Praise the Lord that we had a smooth trip back and forth to Taiwan.
也让我们今天可以再一次跟大家一起相聚，欢度这一个很有意义的复活节。
It's a joy that we come back in time to celebrate this Easter with you.
更要谢谢大家在过去为我们的祷告。
Also, thank you very much for your prayers and support.
也感谢神听了大家的祷告。
And praise the Lord that He has listened to your prayers.
今天是我们纪念耶稣复活的日子。
Today is a day that we celebrate Jesus' resurrection.
耶稣的复活是整个基督教教义的重心。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the essence.Of our doctrine.
如果耶稣基督没有复活，那么不仅神的预言没有实现，基督教里几项基本而重要的教义都会受到质疑。
If Jesus did not rise again, then many important principles and doctrines of our faith will be suspicious.
大家可以想一想，基督要是不能从死里复活，怎么能证明他有得胜死亡的权柄呢？
If he did not rise again, how can he prove that we have the victory over the control of death?
基督若不能从死里复活，怎么能证明信他的人可以有永生，有复活的盼望呢？
If he did not rise again, how can he prove that we have eternal life and have the hope of a resurrection?
所以基督的复活是基督教信仰的核心。
So the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the core doctrine of our belief.
基督如果没有复活，我们就不能相信圣经上的每一句话。
If he did not rise again, we cannot trust what was written in the Bible.
所以如果我问这世界上的基督徒，你相不相信耶稣基督已经复活了？
If I ask you Christians on earth, do you believe that Jesus Christ had risen again?
我相信绝大多数的基督徒都会回答说，我相信。
I trust that most of you will say, yes, I do believe.
但是我也请大家想一想，当我们在回答这一个问题的时候，你想的是什么？
I also want to challenge you, when you answer yes, what was in your mind?
我想很多人在回答这个问题的时候没有想太多，只想到耶稣从那个坟墓里出来。
I think most of us, when we replied this quickly, we did not really ponder too much. We only thought that Jesus came out of that tomb.
然后他出来以后向很多人显现。
And after that, he revealed himself to many disciples.
并且到最后他在众人面前升天。
And also at the end, he ascended to the heaven in front of the crowd.
我相信大多数的人脑筋里想的是这样子的事情。
And I think most of us have that picture when we say yes.
但是弟兄姐妹，这些只是耶稣基督复活以后的一些事件而已。
However, brothers and sisters, those are the events simply happened after Jesus Christ was resurrected.
透过这些事件，我们说他真的复活了。
And through those events that we confirm that he was resurrected.
但是我要告诉大家，耶稣基督复活的概念不仅仅是如此而已。
But I want to tell you the concept of revival is not just like this.
所以我们今天要借着路加福音24章的经文来看看耶稣基督怎么样教导我们去认识复活的意义。
Therefore, through the passage we read in Luke today, we want to see how Jesus Christ taught the real meaning about resurrection.
我们一起来看。
Let's look upon this passage again.
这一段经文里的情节大家一定都不陌生。
Most of us are pretty familiar with this section of the passage.
说有两个门徒边走边说的最近围绕着这个耶路撒冷所发生的事情。
It was about two disciples that they were talking while walking. They were talking about what just happened in Jerusalem.
什么事情呢？
What happened?
当时发生最大的事情就是耶稣基督被钉十字架。
The biggest event at that time was that Christ was, Jesus was crucified.
所以他们在谈论的就是耶稣怎么样被捉了，怎么样被审问了，怎么样被钉死了。诶，后来还听说耶稣基督复活了。
So what they were talking about was how Jesus Christ was captured, judged, nailed on the cross, and was resurrected.
而他们正在这样子谈论的时候，有一个人跟在他们旁边一起走。
While talking, someone appeared and walked with them.
这个人就开口问他们说，哎呀，你们在讲什么呀？
And he asked, what are you guys talking about?
这个人就是耶稣。
And that person was Jesus.
当耶稣这样问他们的时候，这两个门徒停下脚步。
Those two disciples stopped.
而且他们的脸上显出忧愁的样子。
And their face was downcast.
各位，我想你如果看电影，你就知道这是电影里面常见的一个情节，一个表现的手法。
You know that if you watch movie, this is usually how the director will show the scene.
碰到一个事情了，本来在做一件事情，马上停下来，而且呢，马上特写那个脸部。哇，我们现在看到那个脸部的特写是一个忧愁的脸。
You can imagine that this camera was zoomed into.The face, and the face will show downcast, disappointment, so forth.
为什么他们要忧愁?
Why were they downcast?
为什么他们要忧愁?
Why?
十六节说得很清楚，因为他们的眼睛迷糊，不认识他。
Verse 6 says, but they were kept from recognizing Jesus.
很明显的，各位弟兄姐妹，用你的脑袋想一想，如果他们一眼就认出这是耶稣，他们需要忧愁吗？
It's very clear that if they could see this person is Jesus, then they don't have to be in sorrow.
他们不必忧愁， 因为已经亲眼看见这个复活的主了。
They would not be in sorrow if they recognized that was Jesus Christ the Lord.
而他们因为眼睛迷糊，没有认出前面这个人就是耶稣，所以他们忧愁。
Because their eyes were holden, they could not recognize him, and therefore they were downcast.
那我们下一个问题应该是问，为什么他们的眼睛迷糊了呢？
And our next question is why they could not recognize him.
这个要解释太容易了。
This could be explained easily.
因为我们教会的弟兄姐妹都是很爱用眼睛的人，对不对？
Because the majority in our church, we love to use our eyes.
那边有一群年轻人，你们读书用什么？用什么？
The young man sitting there, you can see, almost everyone has glasses.
Okay, 你们得用眼睛，对不对？
You,
这边有一群学者，对不对？请问你们教书、研究学问用什么？用什么
？Brain. We use brain, not just eyes.
完蛋了，这些不用眼睛的。所以大家有没有因为眼睛疲劳，结果视力模糊的这种经验？
So most of us had the experience of having a very sore eye because we used and abused our vision.
特别是开夜车的人要小心啊。
Or those who burn the midnight oil to prepare for exams.
那我们看东西的时候，因为你视力受损了，你就看不清楚了。
Obviously, if you have eyesight problem, you cannot see clearly.
我们这里也有很多这个高度近视或者老花的人，像我一样，对不对？
We also have many wear nearsighted or farsighted glasses.
如果我们不戴眼镜的话，看东西就模模糊糊的。
If you don't have the vision aids, you can only see things very blurred.
所以人的视力会模糊、会衰退，是因为我们用眼过度了，或者是年龄大了、变差了。
A vision problem was either we overused our eyes or because age.
但是我告诉大家，这两个门徒之所以没有认出耶稣，不是因为他们忘了戴眼镜。
But I tell you, those two disciples, they could not recognize Jesus, not because they had vision problem physically.
也不是因为他们年龄大了，视力衰退了。
They were not in their old ages either.
他们之所以认不出耶稣，是因为，请听着，神刻意的让他们的眼睛变得迷糊。
Listen to this. They could not recognize Jesus because God intentionally makes their vision blurred.
神故意让他们认不出站在他们面前的这一个人是耶稣。
Jesus did not let them recognize him.
所以他们认为站在他们面前的这一个人是谁啊？
So, who was Jesus perceived by those two disciples?
是谁啊？啊？你们刚才不是有读过吗？
What a person he was.
显然我离开一个月，你们圣经并没有长进。
What did you just read?
他们认为这一个人是一个客旅，对不对？到耶路撒冷来做客的。
They perceive Jesus as a visitor to Jerusalem.
换句话说，他们把耶稣看作是一个完全的陌生人。
A complete stranger.
大家会奇怪，神为什么要这样做呢？
So why did God intentionally make that?
这里没有写。
The book doesn't say.
但是也许是神要让人知道他可以随意的改变他的形象。
Maybe God want his disciple know that he can change, God can change his image at his will.
或者他可以改变任何他的身份。
Or he can change his status.
或者他要让人知道我可以有不同的面貌。
Or different appearance.
那也许呢，耶稣就是要考验一下这两个门徒对他的认识。
Or he wanted to put those disciples to a test about their true understanding of the Lord.
他想试一试这些所谓的门徒知不知道现在站在他们面前的到底是谁。
He wondered how much did those disciples know about Jesus himself.
弟兄姐妹，认识人是一件很复杂的事情，你知道吗？
Brothers and sisters, knowing a person is a very complicated thing.
你可以随便想一个你认识的人。
You can just think of one person that you think you know him or her.
我们脑中所储存的啊，不但是那一个人的相貌，那一个人的声音，或者那一个人的习惯。
In our memory, we have that person's appearance, that person's voice, and his or her habits.
而且我们更要清楚这一个人他的思想是什么，他的计划是什么，他想做的理想是什么。
We also know something about that person's desires, planning, or his ambition.
我们才能说哈，我认识这一个人。
Then you can say, I know something about that person.
我们不仅要熟悉这一个人的外在，我们也要认识这一个人的内在。
We know that person's outside and know something about that person's inside.
这样子我们才敢说我认识那一个人。
Then you can say, yes, I know that person.
耶稣就是要来做这样的事。
And Jesus was doing exactly that.
当他把自己外貌隐藏起来的时候，他要看一看那两个门徒还认不认识他。
When Jesus covered up his outlook, he wanted to test whether those two disciples really understand him.
到底他们跟随的耶稣基督，跟随的主是什么样的一个神，他们到底知不知道？
He wanted to know what kind of God that those two disciples have understanding about.
这两个人当场没有认出耶稣来。
So the two disciples could not recognize the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是在约翰福音里面有一个类似的记载。
But in the Gospel of John, there's a similar recording.
同样也是耶稣向人显现，起先那个人认不出他来。
In this episode, Jesus also revealed to a person, but that person could not recognize him.
可是后来这个人却清清楚楚地认出耶稣。
But later on, that person really understood and recognized him.
还记不记得抹大拉的玛利亚到坟墓那里发现耶稣的遗体不见了这一回事？
Can you recognize Mary the Magdalene? Who came to the tomb and could not find the body of Christ.
当玛利亚看见耶稣的尸体不见了，她就在那里哭。
She was weeping because she could not find Jesus' body.
结果她看见两个天使在那里，那个天使就跟她说话。
Then two angels appeared and talked to him, to her.
玛利亚跟天使说完了话，转过身来就看见后面有一个人。
After the conversation, Mary turned around and saw another person.
那一个人就是耶稣。
That was Jesus Christ.
但是他不知道那是耶稣，他也没有认出来那是耶稣，他以为那个人是一个园丁。
But she could not recognize Christ and mistaken him as a gardener.
各位，刚刚那两个门徒看的是一个客旅，玛利亚看见的是一个园丁。
The two disciples saw Jesus and thought that he was a visitor to Jerusalem, while Mary over here recognized Jesus as a gardener.
可是后来，耶稣喊玛利亚的名字，玛利亚。
Then Jesus called her name, Mary.
玛利亚就认出这个人 是耶稣。
She immediately recognized that was Jesus Christ.
她说了一句话，我的老师。
And she said, Rabbi, my teacher.
各位，我们会问，为什么这两个门徒认不出耶稣，玛利亚却认出耶稣来了呢？
You might wonder why those two disciples could not recognize Jesus, but Mary could.
弟兄姐妹，我们千万要记得，神是个灵。
Brothers and sisters, let's remember that God is a spirit.
你既然要认识神，你必须在灵里面才会真正认识他。
In order to know God, you have to know Him in the Spirit.
我们必须用我们的心灵跟诚实去敬拜神，意思就是我们用心灵跟诚实来到神的面前。
We want to approach God with our heart, with our spirit and honesty.
你才有办法认识神。
Then we can know God.
当玛利亚听见这个园丁开口的时候，玛利亚的灵里面起了反应。
When Mary heard this gardener talk, her spirit had responded.
她知道这是她老师的声音，她知道这是耶稣的声音。
She recognized this is the voice of her teacher.The voice of Jesus.
立刻就认出了耶稣来。
She recognized him.
弟兄姐妹，耶稣的复活，请听着，是给所有相信他的人一个考验。
Brothers and sisters, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is to test everyone that knows him.
很明显的，我们千万不要像这两个在以马忤斯路上的门徒。
We should not be like those two disciples on the trip to Emmaus.
连耶稣已经站在他们面前，却认不出来。
We should not make the same mistake that when Jesus Christ stood in front of them, then they could not recognize him.
而我们虽然也不像抹大拉的玛利亚，他能够亲身追随过耶稣，也亲身体验到耶稣的复活。
We probably cannot be like Mary that who followed Jesus Christ and experienced Jesus Christ's resurrection.
但是只要我们灵里面不迷糊，我们一样可以认出这位神。
But as long as we are not blind or vision blurred,In our spirit, we should be able to recognize Jesus.
我们可以清楚知道，如今在我们面前的究竟是谁。
We could know clearly who stands in front of us.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们今天庆祝耶稣复活的时候，我们好好想一想。
So today, when we celebrate the Easter, let's develop a better understanding.
我们对神的认识是什么？
What is our true understanding of God?
你不仅我相信在过去的日子里面，你看到很多耶稣的画像，对不对？
You might have seen many pictures of Christ.
那个是不是你认识的神？
Is that the one that you know of?
那真正的神，他是一个什么样的神？
And a true God, is that the one that you know?
他的复活对我来说有没有什么意义？
What does his resurrection have anything to do with my life?
我们每一年花时间纪念耶稣基督的复活，对我这个人到底有什么意义？
Every year we spend energy celebrate this Easter. Does that have any meaning to me?
其实这是在问同样一个问题，就是我们有没有在灵里面真实的跟这一位神交通？
In other words, do we have any communication with God in our spirit?
你是不是真的在灵里面认识了他？
Do you really know him in spirit?
许多教会在 这个时候安排复活节的活动。
Many churches have all kinds of activities during Easter.
但是我要提醒大家，最应该重视的就是我们自己能不能真正去体会耶稣基督复活的意义。
But the most important is for every one of us to have an understanding of the meaning of the resurrection.
如果我们像这两个门徒，我们其实没有真正认识到耶稣基督，我们不能跟耶稣基督在灵里有交通，那么我们要问耶稣基督的复活对我又有什么意义呢？
If we were like those two disciples who could not really understand and see that was Jesus and could not have the communication with Christ, then what does the resurrection have anything to do with us?
其实我们从这段经文里面，我们看见耶稣基督对这两个门徒的责备。
We also see from the passage we read, we see the, how Jesus rebuked the disciple.
25节，耶稣对他们说，无知的人啊，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝。
Verse 25, Jesus said to them, how foolish you are and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophet had spoken.
无知就是他们看不见耶稣第二个原因。
Foolishness was the second reason that the disciple could not recognize Jesus.
其实这是一个非常重大的责备。
We saw this rebuke was very serious.
无知是说一个人对某一件事情完全不了解，完全不懂。
Foolish means that a person has no knowledge.About something.
特别是在旧约里面，无知的人就是没有神智慧的人。
Especially in the Old Testament, a foolish man means that person has no wisdom of God.
而如果你问这个人为什么无知呢？为什么没有神的智慧呢？
Why a person would become foolish?
因为这一个人他自己不愿意去寻求神的智慧。
Because that person does not want to seek the wisdom of God.
这个人也认为他自己不需要神的智慧。
Or he thinks that he does not need God's wisdom.
表示这个人他有错误的价值观跟生命当中的优先顺序。
It's an indicator that that person has a wrong value system or wrong priority.
以至于他轻视或者不在意这样子的智慧。
Therefore, that person don't care or despise God's wisdom.
因而成为一个无知的人。
And ultimately become foolish.
耶稣还说，你们不仅无知，而且你们对先知的启示信得太迟了。
Jesus also rebuked them, not only being foolish, but also slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken.
意思就是他们对神的话相信的程度太浅了。
It means that what they believe in God's words were too shallow.
没有深入的明白神话里面重要的意义。
There's no in-depth understanding of God's words.
对神的话只有表浅的认识而已。
Only have a superficial understanding about God's words.
这是他们认不出耶稣的原因。
And that was why those two disciples could not recognize Jesus.
他们缺乏神的智慧，又缺乏对神话语的认识。
They lack God's wisdom and also lack the deep understanding of God's words.
我们不难想象这两位门徒，他们读过圣经里面对弥赛亚的预言。
I believe that those disciples must have read the prophets in the Old Testament about this Messiah.
他们知道有童贞女生下这位弥赛亚。
They should have known that the virgin will give birth to a Messiah.
也知道预言说神这位弥赛亚要做他们的赎罪祭。
And they must also have read that God will put this Messiah as an atonement.
因为这样，神要苦待耶稣基督。
Therefore, God would put this Christ through hardship.
他要为我们的过犯受害，为我被我们的罪孽压伤。
And this Christ would be pierced for our transgressions and be crushed for our iniquities.
这是先知以赛亚书上的话。
Those are all written in Isaiah.
这些门徒也知道耶稣自己曾经预告过他受难之后三日要再复活。
Those disciples must have also heard that Jesus Christ foretold them that he would be he would die and then rise again 3 days after.
所以他们应该知道耶稣基督就是原本神计划当中那一位弥赛亚。
So they should have the understanding that Jesus Christ was the Messiah that God has ordained.
耶稣的受难，请听着，表示神救赎的计划正在实现。
And Jesus' sacrifice on the cross means that God's plan has been carried out.
所以当他们看见耶稣基督在十字架上牺牲的时候，表示神的救赎已经临到。
So when they saw Jesus was nailed on the cross and sacrificed himself, it proved that God's redemption has arrived.
他们又听见耶稣基督复活的消息，印证耶稣基督真的有这样复活的能力。
And now they have heard that Christ had risen again, that proves that he has such a power.
而这个能力就是他将来要在我们身上施展的。
And this is the power that Jesus will give to every one of us in the future.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果他们是真正认识神的人，他们心里应当是欢喜快乐，大大的赞美神才对。
So if those two disciples had true understanding of God's words, they should be joyful and praise the Lord.
他们走在路上应该是欢喜快乐的，不应该是忧忧愁愁的。
They should have been walking in joy rather than in downcast sorrow.
弟兄姐妹，我们会不会这样？
So brothers and sisters, will we be like them?
我们有些时候觉得自己的智慧高过神的智慧。
Many times we thought our wisdom is higher than God's wisdom.
有些时候我们觉得我自己处理的事情是最妥当的。
Many times we think that we can handle things better.
我不止一次讲过，人都习惯以自我为中心。
We like to be the center of our lives.
我们习惯按着自己的意思去决定我们生活乃至于生命中的优先顺序。
We like to decide with our own will, decide our own priority.
我们常常贬低了神话语的重要性。
So we put down God's words and the importance of it.
我们时常抑制神在我们心中显现的旨意。
We tend to suppress the will that God has revealed to us.
弟兄姐妹，我们不要去做那个无知的人。
So brothers and sisters, let us not to be a foolish person.
我们也很容易变成一个缺乏对神话语认识的人。
We also are prone to become a person that is lacking good understanding of God's words.
许多时候我们缺乏对神的渴慕或是对神的依靠。
Very often we do not like to rely on God or we don't have the thirst of His words.
我记得不久以前我讲过一个饥渴慕义的心的道。
I think a while ago I talked about I had a sermon regarding longing for God.
不知道大家过了一阵子有没有更深的体会。
I don't know if you have that a better understanding now after a few months.
弟兄姐妹，我要请大家注意的是，人在生理上的饥渴，只要有吃有喝，你就满足了。
Our physical needs can be satisfied once you have food and drink.
你肚子再怎么饿，你只要吃饱了、喝足了，你就满足了。
And you can be satisfied by physically on those needs.
如果不是这样，弟兄姐妹，那是一种病态。
Otherwise, it will become an illness if you continue feel, you cannot stop eating.
可是弟兄姐妹，灵里的饥渴不是这样。
But in spirit, the longing is not like the physical dimension.
一个信主的人，他的灵里应该是时常觉得饥渴的。
A true believer should have that longing continuously.
而且他是越吃越饿，越喝越渴的。
And the more he eats and or drink God's words, the more he feel hungry.
信主的人的灵里应该没有一种饱足的感觉才对。
For a believer, it should not have that equivalent sense of being full enough.
是，我们不一定是这样。
But most of the time, we are not like this.
今天，哎呀，我稍微读了一点圣经，就觉得够了，我不想再读了。
We usually feel that if I have spent some time on Bible, that shall be enough. I don't have any longing to read further.
哎，我今天我花了比较长的时间祷告，糟糕了，我其他的事情都不能做了。
I spend more time praying than I delayed my other things.
恐怕我耽误了不少事。
I probably delayed many other things.
如果我们去参加了一个特会或者一个营会，哇，我好像吃饱了，我其他的聚会都不用去了。
Or we participated in a special conference or a Christian camp, then we felt that we had a big meal, therefore I don't need to participate in any other church activities.
或者我们觉得，哎呀，我自己信主已经好多年了，那个听了不晓得多少牧师讲的道，很多圣经，你只要告诉我一句，我就可以接下一句。
Or for old believers who have been in the church for many times and listen to thousands of preaching, probably very familiar with the Bible.
弟兄姐妹，这些都让我们缺乏属灵的渴慕。
Those are the barriers that kept us from having the longing for God's words.
以至于你不真正的认识这一个神。
Therefore,We do not have the true understanding of God.
我们家的，这一次回台湾，最可怜的是我们家的大孩子。
This time we went back to Taiwan, and my oldest son had a tough time.
因为他并没有花很多时间在玩乐上面。
Because he could not spend much time on entertainment.
他我们把他送到一个小学去寄读。
We sent him to a local elementary school.
那我们以为呢，这个去台湾的学校寄读没什么大不了的，大概跟在美国这边念书差不多。
We thought the workload should be pretty similar to what we have over here.
所以他只是去学校几个钟头，回来还有很多时间可以玩。
So we thought that you know after school he will have plenty of time to play.
我们原来想的是这样。
And that was our perception before we went.
没想到我第一天带他去学校，那个老师就差不多拿了这么大一叠书给我。
But to my surprise, when we took him to the school the first day, his teacher gave me a truckload of textbooks.
里面有什么国文啊，英这个算术啊什么的。
From Chinese to Miss.
而且那个老师很好心，他说哈，我连上学期的一起给你。
Teacher even said, I'll give you the books on from last semester.
然后跟我很客气的说，你回去慢慢写啊，不要急，慢慢写，最好一天写一课就好了。
So, take your time, just write it one lesson each day.
哎呀，这一下就大祸临头了。
Boy, now I knew the workload.
这些功课的分量啊，你给在台湾长大的孩子写，他们都要花很长的时间写。
The workload, even if you give it to a local Taiwanese kid, they will spend a long time to do it.
我问过一个亲戚，他说他的小孩是在小学的时候，晚上就要11点才能睡觉。
I asked one of my relatives, and she said her kid, when that kid was in the elementary school, every day, he had to work until 11 o'clock.
那我们家的大孩子呢？他虽然会讲中文，可是从来不会写中文。
My son although can speak Chinese, but cannot write.
更别说读中文了。
Nor reading.
所以我们得有一个大人陪在旁边，帮他读那些课文或者问题。
So one of us, parents have to spend time with him together.
然后他才能写答案。
So he can write out the answers.
他没有一个字看得懂，也没有一个字会写。
He could not recognize any word at the beginning.
所以他写完一门功课的一课作业，就像一个世纪那么长。
So finish up one chapter is like one century long.
所以几门功课写完，不但孩子受不了，我们大人都快发疯了。
So to write up the finish up the homework, it took a long, long time, and we parents could not even stand it.
所以那时候想说，哎呀，算了，不要去了，何必去寄读呢？
We almost want to give up.
那我就觉得台湾的做爸爸妈妈的真的很厉害啊。
And then I found out that those parents in Taiwan, they really care about their kids.
为了孩子将来能够出人头地，他甘愿天天这样陪着孩子念书。
Many parents just willingly spending time with their kids like that.
而且各位想一想，这个要陪好多好多年呐。
And those they have to accompany their kids for so many years.
这里的父母也不轻松，对不对？
And parents, even parents here, it's not an easy job.
你也要陪孩子念书，你要带孩子去参加各样的活动。各样的才艺等等都是非常的辛苦。
It's painstaking to take kids to all kinds of activities.
可是为了孩子的将来，哪一个父母不愿意这样呢？
But for the children's future, we are willingly to do that.
弟兄姐妹，对神的话，我们就要有这样的精神。
Brothers and sisters, shouldn't we have such the same attitude about God's words.
虽然我们要花很多时间去读、去默想、去解释神的话、去接受神的话，你还要花你一生的功夫去活出神的话。但是，如果我们没有这样的渴慕，我们就不能认识，也不能面对这一位复活的主。
Yes, we do need to spend a lot of time reading, meditating, develop understanding and accept God's words and also living out God's words. But without doing that, we cannot develop the longing for that and we cannot face the resurrected Lord in the future.
好像这两位走在路上的门徒，他们虽然读过神的话，读过先知的话，可是他们却不明白，而且信得太迟钝了。
Like those two disciples, although they had read what prophet has said, but they do not fully understand, and they could not recognize their Lord, even though he stood in front of them.
但是各位不要听了觉得很绝望，我们有见耶稣的方法。
But do not be despair, because we do have an approach that we can see Christ.
今天的教会界或者今天的基督徒有一个现象，就是花很多时间来追求人的满足。
Today in churches or in the circle of Christians, it's very common that people want to satisfy their needs.
有些时候很多教会在想我们今天的敬拜应该是一个什么样的方式。
Many churches are pondering on what kind of formats of their worship.
我们需不需要管风琴，我们需不需要打击乐器，我们需不需要吉他。
What kind of music instrument we need?
怎么样才可以让人进到我们教会来。
So that we can attract people to our church.
有些人觉得哎呀这个教会的主日学有没有教我一些生活上的课程。
Many wonder if the church Sunday school can teach me something that are relevant to my life.
有没有基督徒的投资理财学？
Is there financial investment, Christian financial investment courses?
有没有基督徒的人际关系课？
Or how to have a better human relationship?
因为我们都想从这里得到人的满足。
Because we all like to have humans' satisfaction on those courses.
但是弟兄姐妹，一个教会或者一个基督徒真正应该在意的是我们能不能在神面前警醒。
But what a church or an individual Christian should really care about is whether we are alert before God.
各位想一想，那两个门徒的感觉是什么？
Think about how those two disciples would feel.
那两个门徒的感觉是，哎呀，我需要安慰，我需要人给我解释。他们所定睛的都是在人的需要上面。
The two disciples most likely was seeking satisfaction or answers to cure their feeling.
有没有人可以挪去我心中的惧怕？有没有人可以继续领导我？有没有人可以继续带领我在做基督徒？
Can anyone take away my fear? Can anyone lead us? Can anyone bring me to a better Christian?
耶稣基督不在了，我的恩典在哪里？
Without Christ, where is God's grace?
他们想要满足自己的心却忘了在神面前要警醒。
They focused so much on their own needs that they were not alert in front of God.
以至于这位永生的神、复活的神出现在他们面前的时候，他们竟然以为这一个神不过是一个平凡的客旅。
To a point that when God Himself revealed to them directly,And he was mistaken as a total stranger.
他们既没有因为这一件事情得着信主的喜乐，也失去了受祝福的机会。
They did not have the joy of being a Christian, but they also lost this opportunity of being blessed.
同样的，弟兄姐妹，我们今天要预备一个警醒的心。
Likewise, today we need to prepare our hearts to be alert.
预备随时去迎接神。
Prepare to meet God at any time.
我们不要以为我们的日子还早，神来的日子还早。
Do not think that we still have plenty of time before God comes.
有一位弟兄，他一直觉得自己的身体还不错。
One brother feels that he is physically strong.
没想到他在体检的时候医生告诉他你得了肺癌，而且已经移转了。
But in a regular physical exam, doctor told him that you got lung cancer and it's expanding to other places.
他的太太问他一句话，你预备好迎见神了吗？
His wife asked him, are you ready to see God?
各位，我们不知道神什么时候要我们去见他。
Brothers and sisters, we don't know when God will summon you to see Him.
也不知道他什么时候到我们的面前来。
Or knowing, we don't know when He will come and stand in front of us.
也不知道耶稣基督再来的日子是哪一天。
We don't know the time of His coming.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们每一个人都要时时刻刻的问我们自己这个问题。
So every one of us need to have the answer for this question.
我预备好迎接神了吗？
Am I ready to see God?
你除非警醒，时常在这个面问题面前反省，我们都要小心，到时候我们认不认得出这个神，到时候神认不认得出我们来。
We need to search within ourselves and see if we are ready to see him or when he stands in front of us.
弟兄姐妹，我们的
He recognizes.
弟兄姐妹，我们的神是复活的神。
Brothers and sisters, our God is a resurrected God.
我们可以这么说，他的复活是为了我们。
The resurrection was for us.
但不仅是要让我们得到永生而已。
Not just only to give us the eternal life.
他的复活是为了我们在世的每一天。
But also for every single day that we are on earth.
他要我们的灵苏醒。
He wants us to be renewed in our spirit.
可以跟他有灵里的相交。
So that we can communicate with him in the spirit.
他也要我们在认识他的事情上有长进。
He wants us to have progress in knowing him.
我们对他存着渴慕的心，天天更认识他。
So that we have a longing heart to know him every day.
他更希望我们随时有一个警醒的心，预备好迎接他自己。
God also wants us to be alert so that we are ready to see him anytime.
所以我要请大家一同来读路加福音24章的30跟31节。
So I'd like to ask you to read with me, chapter 24, verses 30 through 31.
时间的关系，我们中英文一起来读。
Let's read together in whatever language.
24章30节，请。到了坐席的时候，耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢了，拨开，递给他们。他们的眼睛明亮了，这才认出他来。忽然耶稣不见了。弟兄姐妹，我们唯一能警醒的方法，请记得，就是进入神的同在。
The only thing that we can be alert is to have the coexistence with God.
当这两位门徒邀请耶稣到他们家去的时候，他们一起坐席，一起擘饼。
When they invited Jesus to come to their house, and they sat together and broke the bread.
而当他们在这个跟主联合、跟主合一的时候，他们眼睛就明亮了，他们认出这一位永生的神。
And at that moment,Their eyes was opened and they recognized this eternal God, Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，请问你有没有与神同在的经历呢？
Brothers and sisters, do you have the experience of that God is with you?
既然耶稣已经复活了，既然耶稣是以马内利的神，弟兄姐妹，我们没有理由不经历神的同在。
Since Jesus has been resurrected and he is a God of Emmanuel, there is no reason that we should not experience his existence.
耶稣并没有离开我们，他其实就在我们的生活当中。问题是，我们到底有没有经历过神的同在？
Jesus did not leave us away. He is actually in our life. The problem is, do we have such an experience or not?
我听过我们当中弟兄姐妹们的见证，我相信有许多人正在经历神的同在，或者曾经经历过神的同在。
I read or heard your testimonies, therefore I believe that you had either encounter God or are experiencing Him right now.
如果你觉得你还缺乏这样的经历，我可以告诉你做一件事。
If you feel that you never had such an experience, here is my suggestion.
就是你邀请神进到你的生活里面。
that you can invite God into your life.
邀请神进到你的生活里面。
Invite him to your life.
邀请神进到你的生活里面。
Invite God into your life.
无论你是在工作上，在家庭上，一切的事情上面，都邀请耶稣基督参与在当中。
Whether it's your work, your family life, or other things, you can invite him to participate.
请他与你走过你生活当中的一切事情。
Invite him to walk with you throughout every single things in your life.
好事、坏事、大事、小事，无论是你高兴的事、你不高兴的事、容易的事、困难的事，任何事情都邀请耶稣基督与你一同经历。
Anything, big or small, good or bad, pleasant or unpleasant, he will be with you.
不要在你难过的时候，不要在你做重大决定的时候才让耶稣参与。
Do not invite him only when you are making crucial big decisions.
而是在一切的事情上面邀请神进入你的生活里面。
But invite him in everything.
弟兄姐妹，这就是耶稣复活对我们最真实也最直接的意义。
Brothers and sisters, this is the most direct and true meaning of God's resurrection.
但愿我们能真正因为这一位复活的主，使我们的灵性被提升，使我们对他更渴慕，使我们更多的警醒，更多经历他的同在。
May our spirit be lifted so that we can develop a better, a more longing and being alert about Jesus' resurrection and his being with us.
我们今天要再一次借着圣餐来纪念这一位复活的主。
We will partake the Lord's Supper together in order to remember him.
主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，就拨开说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的。你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”
On the eve that Jesus was betrayed, he broke the bread and said, "This is my body sacrificed for you. So from now on, you should do this in remembrance of me."